Who did it?
Why am I holding this knife?
And something more magical than Cinderella? To that we say,
Impossible!
I'm Patrick Gomez from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, August 23rd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. It's official. House of the Dragon has tapped into the ratings magic of Game of Thrones. HBO reports that the GOT prequel series drew in an audience of 9.986 million viewers on HBO and HBO Max for its premiere episode, which dropped on Sunday. That means House of the Dragon has the largest series premiere in HBO history, besting even Game of Thrones, which had just 2.22 million viewership for its pilot episode back in 2011. In case you're wondering, the Game of Thrones series finale brought in 19.3 million viewers when it dropped in 2019. So, House of the Dragons has a little bit of a ways to go, but it's starting out on top. In Harry Styles news, on the heels of appearing in a post-credit scene of Marvel's The Eternals last year, the singer is headlining two highly anticipated movies this fall, My Policeman and Don't Worry Darling, both of which are debuting at some of the world's biggest film festivals. And there's even been rumors about him joining a future Star Wars project. But the Harry's House singer is now downplaying his budding status as a screen sensation, implying that he doesn't have any new acting ventures lined up. In an interview with Rolling Stone UK, he says, quote, "I don't imagine I'd do a movie for a while," end quote. He also dismissed his talk of involvement in Star Wars as untrue, noting, quote, "That's the first I've heard of it. I'd imagine false." And finally, a little reason to smile. After going viral in 2020 for the bullying he faced at school, a young boy named Quaden Bales has landed a role in George Miller's upcoming Mad Max prequel, Furiosa. Bales, who has a type of dwarfism, first scored a small part in Miller's new film, 3,000 Years of Longing. And he did so well that the director found another small role for him in Furiosa, which stars Anya Taylor-Joy as the title character. As Miller told the Sydney Morning Herald, the filming experience with Bales was, quote, "good for us, and it was good for him." For more on these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. It all comes down to a battle for sisterhood at Fort Salem. Our number three pick is the series finale of Motherland Fort Salem. The Freeform series flipped gender roles and history on its back, putting women on the front lines in combat. More specifically, witches. They've been using their combat magic to help the U.S. government, but now their livelihood is threatened by a centuries-long war between the witches and a group of ancient witch hunters named the Camarilla. Their seemingly endless fighting will come to a climax in tonight's final episode. Here's a preview.
Welcome to Fort Salem.
Ah! You will rise or fall as units.
I would follow you anywhere.
How can we fight them if we can't even tell who's one of them?
No matter what happens, I'm with you.
Our ancient enemy has returned. This is the Camarilla.
You are vengeance.
I've never seen anything like it.
Tally, I'm not gonna end the world. You may not have a choice.
We must trust the mother. You have to
believe. Fort Salem is our home. Let's defend it. For goddess and country.
One last hurrah.
It's all before us now.
What I saw.
Catch the epic battle and see who comes out on top on the series finale of Motherland Fort Salem tonight at 10 on Freeform.
Number two.
Our next pick will teach you to be kind, have courage, and always believe in a little magic. It's the 2020 special Cinderella The Reunion. The cast of the 1997 ABC TV film Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella is reuniting for one night only. Cinderella herself, Brandy, as well as Bernadette Peters, Jason Alexander, and more from the cast recount stories from the making of the iconic movie. Plus, stars like Billy Porter remember the legacy of the late, great Whitney Houston. Here's a preview.
Impossible!
25 years ago, over 60 million watched television history being made.
I turned out to be the first black princess.
August 23rd, the cast is back for Cinderella The Reunion.
I'm your fairy godmother, honey.
You?
She's gospel fairy godmother, honey.
Then, it's the magical return of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. It all starts August 23rd on ABC.
Make sure to be home before the clock strikes midnight, or actually before 8 tonight, because that's when Cinderella the Reunion airs on ABC. It's trivia time. Cinderella is as classic as it gets when it comes to fairy tales and princesses. The story has taken on many forms over the years, on TV, in film, and on the Broadway stage. And many different actresses have taken on the iconic title role. Brandy was the first black actress to play Cinderella in a film. But who was the first black actress to play Cinderella on Broadway? Was it Kiki Palmer, Kyla Pratt, or Tia Mowry? Stick around for the answer. And our top pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
no one the more about gel coat
when the fourth round will
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number 1.
Get ready for a killer ending with our number 1 pick, The Only Murders in the Building Season 2 Finale. It's been a season of shocking, savage, and hilarious twists, but it's finally time to learn who the big bad is. Ever since Mabel discovered Bunny stabbed with a knitting needle in her apartment in the season 1 finale, our main podcasting trio has been working night and day to clear their names and find the real killer, who might have been hiding amongst them this whole time. They think the real culprit is rival podcast host Cinda Canning, but is the answer really that simple? Here's what columnist and superfan Waj Ali had to say on the Only Murders official after show when asked if the core trio would be okay at the end of the final episode.
Is anyone ever okay? And I'm not trying to be facetious about that, right? But like, I hope they don't give the characters a very clean epiphany, because life doesn't work that way. And they I feel won't. Like that's why happening. So many people like the show, is that these are messy characters. They're trying their best.
Can our favorite sleuths crack the case once more? Find out in the season 2 finale of Only Murders in the Building, streaming Tuesday on Hulu.
Trivia.
And finally, the answer to our trivia question. Who was the first black actress to play Cinderella on Broadway? Was it Kiki Palmer, Kyla Pratt, or Tia Mowry? The answer is Kiki Palmer. The Nope star made her Broadway debut in 2014 as Ella the Girl of the Cinders and wowed critics and theatergoers alike. She starred alongside Sherry Shepherd, who played her wicked stepmother. Now Palmer is hosting the revival of Password on NBC. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow. So be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Editor-in-Chief Patrick Gomez. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Patrick Gomez LA. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Sydney Buxbaum, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher and Jared Hall, hosted by Patrick Gomez, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.